Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, having twins can mean so much more than simply having two babies at once, and this challenge can go beyond having twice the work or twice the pleasure. My guest is Dr. Shelley Flay. She's a pediatrician and author of Advice from the Pediatrician, Mom of Twins. So you are a pediatrician and a mom of twins.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Flay. Tell us about raising twins. So first of all, you're pregnant, you find out, boom, someone listening finds out they're having twins. What's your first best advice to advise them to do right from that moment they find out?
Stay calm and carry on. Seriously, though, panicking is a natural inclination. And even if you went through fertility treatments and you were advised it could be a possibility, I think all of us are quite surprised to hear the news and realize this is really going to happen. So bottom line is stay calm, but be true to your emotions. You're going to be going through a roller coaster of emotions. And whether these are your first children or you already have a family at home, we all have our own situations that our twins or multiples will be born into. And you'll figure it out a minute at a time, an hour at a time, a day at a time, and you'll get there. It's a process. So stay calm and then accept your emotions and know that some days you're just going to need to talk it out with a friend, gather the supportive friends and family in your circle, and get ready because it's going to be a fun adventure.
A fun adventure that's very busy, kind of nonstop. So let's start with you find out you're pregnant. You stay calm, you get advice from people you know that have twins, you talk with your pediatrician, make sure that you get really, really extra good, I mean, always good prenatal care, but a little extra when there's two babies in there.
So true,
and
yes.
Do you plan more in advance for the babies than you might if you had a single birth? Do you get double cribs? Do you plan on one crib? How do you start that whole nursery thing? Do they have separate rooms?
Great question. Definitely, you touched on important prenatal care, and that is so key because twin and multiple deliveries do tend to deliver early. The average gestation for a twin delivery is 36 weeks. When we calculate due dates, that's based on a standard 40-week. Now, granted, babies are considered full term after 37 weeks, but it is something to keep in mind that you're going to have to take care of yourself a little bit better. You might go on some form of bed rest. It's all the more reason to get prepared early because even if you do make it to your expected due date range, you're going to be huge. And the setting up cribs and the logistics of setting up a nursery are going to be a little bit more challenging further along. In terms of things that you need, absolutely, I recommend two cribs. The American Academy of Pediatrics has learned a lot through research what are proper and safe sleep situations for babies, and it is ideal for each child to have a safe place of their own to sleep in. Definitely you'll want two car seats as well because you will be leaving the house, believe it or not. So those are the for sures. Beyond that, the extra gear that you get is kind of like gravy. It will make your life easier, and I strongly recommend talking to friends and family, borrowing equipment where you can, making sure that it meets current safety standards, of course, but budgeting is obviously a concern when you're expecting more than one child at a time. And so it is okay for some of the accessory equipment, such as swings and toys and that sort of thing, to borrow from friends and family or buy secondhand.
Now, what about rooms? So is it easier to put them in the same room and then when one cries, the other one is going to cry, or to give them, if you have the room in your house, to have separate rooms, then you can get one to sleep and then move on to the other one? And it's just like having two small children at the same time where you can go back and forth, because otherwise, aren't they going to kind of like wake each other every time?
You know, great question. I think for the first 3-4 months of life, small babies require lots of overnight feeds. And whether your children spend time in the neonatal intensive care unit at the hospital or come straight home with you, all babies are small and require overnight feedings throughout the night. And so I think for simplicity, I'm a strong believer in the first year of life, streamlining the schedule as much as possible. I know our second segment today will be streamlining getting infant twins on a schedule, so we'll talk more about that in a bit. But in the early days and weeks, I do recommend keeping them together just to make your life easier. Now, after
so that does make your life easier, not more difficult.
It will, because as you'll see in the second segment, I do strongly recommend feeding your infant twins at the same time as much as possible and then letting them sleep as much as possible at the same time. They will naturally, if you are coaxing them into a similar schedule, they will naturally get hungry and wake up at the similar times.
Okay, so you're advising it that it is easier as a mom of twins and a pediatrician that it's easier to keep them in the same room just at the beginning, and we'll talk about schedule, that you get two cribs because that is safer. You borrow some equipment. That's a great thing. Now, we're going to jump forward a few years, Dr. Flay, into the development when you're watching your twins develop.
Yes.
Are they going to, because they're twins, develop at the same rate, and should you be alarmed if they do not?
They are two different people, even identical twins, but especially fraternal twins. My boys, I have four kids, including identical twin boys, and it amazes me every day how different they are. They're definitely two unique individuals, and I think that's a source of stress in my practice for my families who have twins. One will be more interested in eating, and the other will be calmer, more relaxed. One will start walking sooner, the other is not quite there yet. I think having an identically aged child that you're always able to compare with can be a source of stress. And so I would reassure parents, every child, twin or not, develops on their own timeline. They will do it when they're ready. There is a wide range of normal for certain. For example, walking. Some kiddos are early walkers at 9, 10 months of age. Others take their time and get there by 14, 15 months.
And sure, and that's something, you know, that you can, you know, discuss with your doctor about those normal age. Now, what about separating twins? Do we want them to grow up in the same preschool class, in the same camp section, on the same baseball team? Do you want to separate them so their identities stay clear, or do they want to stay together? We don't have much time left.
Right, Melanie, that's a really hot topic question. Ultimately, it's up to the family to decide. For personal reasons, we decided from preschool to separate our boys. They looked so darn alike. I felt sorry for the teacher and the classmates. How would they know who is Andrew and who is Ryan? So for our family, separating from an early age did work. That being said, they're in fourth grade now. For the first time ever, they're in the same classes. They're enjoying it a great deal. I advise parents to work with the school. Sometimes schools have certain policies in place, but absolutely the parents should advocate for their child. And depending on their personal situation, they can determine that for themselves. I know a lot of families start out together and then separate. So the decision you make at three-year preschool is not the decision for the rest of their 18 years of schooling. You can reassess every year, see what worked, what didn't work, and play it by ear.
As you kind of would do with any child and, you know, any group of children that you might have, and as much as you appreciate the individual differences between your twins, I imagine that it's, you know, you have certain feelings for them as a unit. They were born together. They were inside you together. In the last 30 seconds, please, Dr. Flay, wrap up raising twins. Your best advice.
My goodness. Take it a day at a time. It gets more and more fun all the time. The early months, weeks and months, yes, you're putting in a lot of work, but these kiddos are going to be the best of friends. Your family's due for adventures that you may not have expected it. You may be surprised by it, but it's a lot of fun.
I think that that's great, and and I certainly applaud any of you parents out there that have twins, because I don't know that I could do it quite as well. And yes, they have individual identities. They will develop at different rates, but be sure when their babies get two cribs, do what works. Make sure they're safe and get excellent, excellent prenatal care. That's really important. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, my favorite show here. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.